Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
I've got a sweet treat for you today on Fun Fact Friday right here on Ranch Raised. September is National Honey Month. I couldn't wait to share the buzz with you on this natural sweetener that we all love. National Honey Month was initiated by the National Honey Board in 1989. It marks an important time for honey producers and beekeepers across the nation. In the United States, honey collection season typically concludes in September as bees begin to secure their hives and prepare for winter. In the spirit of celebration, here are a few fun facts that you may not know about bees, beekeeping, and honey. There are nearly 20,000 known species of bees throughout the world, 4,000 of which are native to the United States. A single worker honeybee produces approximately a 12th of a teaspoon of honey in her lifetime. That means 22,700 bees are needed to fill a single jar of honey. In 2012, archaeologists discovered the world's oldest honey. It was found in ceramic jars in Georgia, the country, not the state, and is estimated by scientists to be 5,500 years old. Although Utah's official state emblem features a beehive and enjoys the nickname the Beehive State, other top honey-producing states include North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, California, Florida, Texas, Minnesota, Michigan, Louisiana, and Georgia. All right, folks, have a super sweet weekend.
Yo, attention cattlemen, farmer feeders, and feedlot owners. Here's a rare opportunity to own a 6,500-head feedlot just south of Bassett, Nebraska, surrounded by three of the top five cow-calf counties in the USA. 5,000 feet of bunks, updated working facilities, scales, roller mill, shop, barns, pivot, bins, even 128 acres of pasture in the famous Sand Hills in Nebraska. Details, pictures, and video at hitchpin.com. Make the move to the heart of Nebraska feeder cattle country. Hit hitchpin.com. Do it.
Do it.